Be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. My Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How could you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Happy Easter, everyone. One of the things that I still enjoy doing on my day off is I still like to go to the movie theater. And I love watching movies. This past Tuesday, my mom and I went to the movies. And as we were exiting the theater, you know how they have the posters of the movies that are coming up? I said, "Mom, I need to see Devil Wears Prada too, because it's kind of like being the pastor of Holy Family, right?" And for those of you who saw that movie 20 years ago, it's a funny movie, right? And I wanted to see the sequel that's coming up on Thursday night. And I had my ticket and I was ready to go. And you know, in life, sometimes things can change over in a second, can't they? Because I was actually on my way to the movie theater when I got a call from a very dear friend of mine who needed me. And I could tell he actually needed me in person. So I love him deeply. So I dropped everything and I went to go be with them. But it's so hard when you're with somebody that you love and you see that they're struggling and you can't take it away, right? And especially you parents, when you have your kids or you see them and you love them so much and they're in pain and you just want to fix it, when you can't fix it, it's so very hard. So this gospel is so appropriate to hear. For me right now, where I am in my life, but for all of us always. Because Jesus gives us the answer to how we can keep on going when life is overwhelming or life is difficult and we're sitting with the unknown. And our Lord is beautifully reminding us of this gospel today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Repeat that, please. And yet our humanity tells us we need to fix it right away. And what Jesus is saying, the pain is going to be there. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard to watch people that we love suffer. But he's telling us, do not let your hearts be troubled. Because his movie, the movie of our salvation, has a very happy ending. So in those difficult moments of life, what is our Lord teaching us in this gospel today? He's telling us, do not do it alone. To maintain your friendships, to maintain your family relationships. By coming here to Mass on Sunday, you're doing exactly what the Lord is instructing you to do. He's saying there are going to be moments in your life that are difficult, but if you're here with your community, you're going to get through it. And how often has God asked you to step up for people that you love? So I want us to pause right now, and I want you to think of one person in your life that needs you right now. One person that's really going through a difficult time. Who is that person? Think of that person right now. And Jesus is telling you, reach out to them so that they know that they're not alone, that they know that they're loved. What are the greatest ways that we can get through our difficult times is to remember that every single one of us are blessed, are we not? Because when we go through those difficult moments, sometimes we throw out our gratitude right away. And it's as if God never blessed us. And our Lord is telling us to refocus on what's important in life and how Jesus does continue to bless us each and every day. So I'm telling you, thank God for your blessings, okay? Thank God for the gift of your family that drives you crazy. Thank God for those moments where you're around the people in your life and let them know how much you love them, my friend. So how has God blessed you recently? How has He blessed you in your life? And have you thanked God for that? Gratitude is such a beautiful gift. We're reminded of this gospel so beautifully that the battle has already been won for us. Where is our true home, my friends? Where is that? For the 15% who answered, I hope you get to heaven. The others, you're on your own. Our true home is in heaven. Our struggles here are temporary. The world is never going to quite fit us because we don't belong to this world. We belong in heaven. So it's like kind of trying to put on a shirt, right, that maybe you haven't worn. Or trying to put on a pair of jeans that you had from college and you're wondering why they don't fit. And our Lord is looking at us today. He's saying, you're never going to fully belong here because your true home is in heaven. And we have to be reminded of ourselves day after day that heaven awaits every single one of us, my friends. And Jesus tells us so beautifully in this gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Christ is calling us to be His disciples. That is our true identity, my friends. We're full of anxiety because we are not making Jesus Christ our priority. When we seek consolation and peace from what this world offers us, we're going to be disappointed time and time again. If we think government leaders or celebrities are going to fix our problems, Jesus Christ is always the answer. He's always the way. It's interesting. We want to get to heaven, but we also want to have our kingdom here on earth at times, do we not? Because we want to control everything. We only want to associate with people who think like us. The priest should be a certain way. The music should be a certain way. And the list could go on. And yet our Lord is telling us, stay focused on what's important. So Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. How is He the way? He teaches us how we should live our life. That's what this means. We should live our life with compassion, with forgiveness, with empathy for the most vulnerable, from the womb to a natural death. He is the truth. We live in a world where we think we can invent our own morality. We can invent our own gospel. And yet Jesus is saying absolute truth does exist. What Jesus says matters. You remember those bracelets people used to wear? What would Jesus do? I heard something watching TV or something. Yeah, he'd probably watch TV. I don't know. But that's the answer to all of our questions. What is Christ asking us to do? Absolute truth does exist. And we can't reinvent things to fit our own immorality, my friends. Jesus loves us so much, he wants us to strive for holiness. So, my dear friends, as difficult as this world could be, it's not the end. I can't wait to be in heaven with all of you. I can't wait for us to be around the Eucharistic table. But the only way to heaven is to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he alone is going to comfort us. He alone is going to give us strength. So I remind you today, do not let your hearts be troubled. The victory has already been won, and you will have eternal life in heaven. Amen? Amen? So what's troubling you this morning? What's on your mind? Bring that to Jesus right now and ask him to give you peace.